Welcome back to this already, the final segment of The Price of Business right here on KNTH. Glad to have here in my studio Adam Cedars. He's with Commercial Tax Network. And also Jillian Crury, also with the Commercial Tax Network. Glad to have you with us here today, and glad to have you here on this evening to talk a little bit about what you guys do. Why don't we start off with Adam? Why don't you go ahead and give us, again, for the audience, kind of the overview of what your company's all about?
Well, good evening, Kevin. Thanks for having us. What we do is we go in every year and fight property taxes for our community. The Harris County Appraisal District likes to raise them to balance the budgets and so forth. So we take in our evidence and we build a file for each and every customer. And we'll go in and look at every aspect, whether it's the income approach for income-producing properties or equity approach for majority of the properties. We also fight personal property taxes for business owners, and you know, to keep a hard line on the government, because they like to keep a hard line on us.
So. Yeah, no question about it. This is one of those areas. There's not a whole lot of things that we can do other than vote for change and vote for different politicians and that type of thing. But this is one of those few areas that people really can fight back when it comes to government.
That's right. I have several customers that don't even know that they have this option, which is what I wanted to stress today. Is there's a lot of your neighbors out there that if they're not protesting their taxes, well, you're protesting your taxes. It could still possibly hurt you that your neighbors aren't doing anything about it. So I wanted to get the word out there that as a community, we all need to come together and fight this thing together. If your neighbors don't know, or if you don't have a clue if they know or not, stop by and talk to them about it, see what they're doing about it, see who they're using, if they're using an expert or not. But you know, you can always call us and we'll advise you on what to do if you have any questions.
Yeah, I can't imagine anything more foolish than trying to handle something like this all by yourself. I say shame on you, because really it's too daunting, and they know that you don't know what you're doing, and they're going to take full exploitation of that, where this is what you guys have done now for years.
Right. We've been in business since 1990 and saved several millions of dollars for Houstonians and, you know, across the nation. We have accounts in Florida and accounts in California. We have another office in Georgia.
And just for disclaimer's sake, I use you guys myself.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having.
Why don't you go ahead and ask questions to our guest, Jillian?
Okay, I have my office manager here, Jillian Crewe. She's been with Commercial Tax Network for years and years now, so thanks for...
She doesn't look old enough to be there for years and years.
It's a family-run company, and you know, I'm glad to be here today. I've been working there since I can remember. You know, my father and uncle own the company, and so I've just kind of... It's all I know, and so I'm really knowledgeable in it, and just... You know, there's so much to the property tax law to know, and so it's good to have, you know, people behind you that are, you know, have spent a lot of time with it and, you know, really fully understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you kind of grew up on the business.
Yes. I've started out as a receptionist, and now I'm the office manager, and I'm a property tax consultant as well.
Oh, great. Very good.
So with the time of the year with Commercial Tax Network, what are we looking forward to? What's coming up?
Well, right now we're about 90% done with all of our normal 2011 hearings, and which means we're gearing up right now to file substantial error corrections, also known as late filings. It's basically your last chance to do a protest on your 2011 taxes and your valuation for 2011.
So you're running on the clock. They're hoping that you don't do anything.
Right. The deadline to file that is January 31st. So right now we're, you know, gearing up for that and trying to get the word out and let everybody know that you do have a final chance. If you have not had a hearing, if for some reason you had a hearing scheduled and weren't able to make it, if you were no-showed for some reason, then you do have a last chance to file. If you feel your property is over one-third over-appraised, then this would be your last chance to have any savings for 2011.
Yeah, so you need to hurry up. You need to, you know, not just think about it, but do something about it. Typically, what kind of increases are you seeing in people's property tax, Adam?
It depends. Every year we go to the HCAD meetings, and they'll give us an analysis of what's going to happen. And, you know, it could be anywhere from 30% to 13% of increase on commercial properties, but it's different on every different type of property. So, you know, in the last couple of years, the increases haven't been too dramatic as they were back in 07 and 08. But now, you know, we can see anywhere from 30%, even with the economy being the way it is. It's just whether you catch it and whether you're ready to fight it when it comes January and they start putting those values out. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we're here. Just give us a call and we'll give you an analysis. It's totally free and we'd like to help you out.
One thing we do know, I mean, this is an unelected group. The people who are in charge of your property tax are unelected. They're appointed, and so there's enough, you know, distance between them and the people that appoint them where they can do things that seem pretty arbitrary, in my opinion, and do not seem to be any connection between their decision and what's going on in terms of the values of properties in a neighborhood. And this is one of the fundamental problems in which you see really, really ridiculously high increases.
Well, that's a case in many situations. There's not a lot we can do about who's in the position to make the decision, but we, you know, bring our evidence with our manpower and the years of experience that we have had. Got consultants there at the office with combined experience over 100 years now. So, you know, we really take the evidence that makes a decision for us, and we don't have to worry about what they come up with when we know what we got is solid. So
yep. Julian, with just a couple of minutes left, actually 1 minute left, what's the most amazing story that you've seen in terms of helping someone save money?
Oh man, there's so many that I, off the top of my head, I mean, we've saved some businesses, you know, we've gotten $20 million reductions on properties.
Wow.
I mean, and it just amazes them because they don't really understand how fully overappraised their property is sometimes. And when we come in there and, you know, show them these sales and evidence that we can get their reduction, they're just, you know, completely besides themselves, you know.
It's fantastic. And the best thing about it, I think, in my opinion, is the fact that people aren't paying for the service unless you're successful. You know, and so you're being paid out of the largesse of savings, correct?
Yes.
And so people have got to be excited about that. CommercialTax.com. That's CommercialTax.com. The phone number over there, 281-897-1119. That's 281-897-1119. Make sure you learn more about them. Contact them. Of course, mention the price of business. But you know what? Don't just sit there. Don't sit there and be a victim. By no means don't be a victim. And so take a stand. And really, I'd say you have nothing to lose taking a chance to try to get this under control. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks
for
having us.
We do want to remind you, of course, as we wrap up the show, that we want you to visit over there at priceofbusiness.com. Great audio, video, articles, and so much more. Also visit our sister site over there at usdailyreview.com. And while you're at both of those sites, make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And have a great rest of your evening right here.